It has grown quite significantly, I think, during the past two seasons. And I think I can bear that out by this season alone. I'm going to be having the highest number of individual core championships we've ever had. So there's going to be 8 individual core championships, which is below the Army level. So I'm very, very pleased with the growth.
Probably helps as well, like Andy Murray becoming world number one. That highlights tennis more in people's eyes as well.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And as I think I said to you last year, Richard, of course, Army number two is Lieutenant Scott Sears. That's Andy's brother-in-law. Yeah. I think that has had quite an impact. And also, we've also got a good British female player, Joanna Konta, appearing on the scene. And I'm sure she's going to do very well at Wimbledon this year. And that will encourage ladies to get more involved.
So tell us about some of the competitions that the Army are involved in through the year.
Well, we always start the season off with our annual training camp in La Manga. And that's in March of each year. And we just returned from Spain at the end of March this year. And we had 40 players down there. Fantastic facilities on clay courts. And we have all 4 squads down there. That went straight into the Inter-Service B Championships, and the Inter-Service B Championships are for players who haven't quite made the A team and play in the Inter-Services A Championships, or new players just arrived in the Army, haven't played for the A's, so they're eligible to play in the Inter-Service B Championships. The standout find this year was definitely a Royal Navy player who's going to be a major factor in the outcome of the Inter-Services, very high standard player. Our main events, we've got the Intercore League running at the moment. We've also got the Inter-Unit, which is our grassroots championships, which is running now, with the finals of that on July the 18th. The Intercore League started in April, and that will finish at the end of June. At our top level, the key championships for us are the Army Championships, which will be the 97th Army Tennis Championships, which start here on the 19th of July and finish on Sunday the 23rd of July. That then follows into a very intense week of preparing for the Inter-Services A Championships, which have in the past normally been played at Wimbledon, but this year they're going to be played at Edgbaston, the Priory Club at Edgbaston, which holds a WTA women's top level tour. Fantastic facilities. The reason for that is that the work being done on the number one court at Wimbledon with the roof going on, and we'll be back at Wimbledon next year. So that leads it. We'll be training at the Priory Club for a week and selecting our best players to represent the Army and the Inter-Services, which is on Monday the 31st July and Tuesday the 1st of August, and that's really the event that we're targeting. We're the holders of both, and we want to retrain our trophies.
All right, let's talk a bit about the Summer League that's on at the moment. You've mentioned it started back in April, midway through now. So what's been happening in that front?
Major Ian Hagues is the secretary of the Core League. He's done tremendous work over the years in growing this league. That when we first started, we had about only 8 cores competing. We've now got every core competing to such an extent we've split it into 2 leagues so that the smaller cores don't come here and get absolutely hammered by the bigger cores, so that they can compete on a level playing field. Intercore League runs for about 42 Wednesdays of the whole 52. So tennis is an all-year game. And at the moment, we're right in the middle of the summer season now, which finishes at the end of June. And the early leaders in this are looking like the Royal Engineers. That said, if the infantry could get their best team out on court at the same time, they would probably be the best, strongest core in the Army.
So who's playing in the league today?
We've got 6 cores playing today. We've got the Royal Artillery playing against the Remy, the RLC against the Royal Engineers, and the Int Corps will be taking on the Adjutant General's Corps.
And who do you think will be coming out a bit on top today?
I'd be surprised if the Engineers release any of their winning streak, and I would probably say that the Int Corps would probably win. They're quite strong at the moment. They've got a particularly good lady player who's the best in the services by a country mile. If she makes an appearance today, that could switch it their way. So I'd expect those two corps and the Remy to win as well.